Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and thank you for listening to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm very grateful that you are here with me right now. I've got my cup of tea and my favorite rocks, and I'm ready to relax and share some positivity with you. Yeah, I like rocks. Rocks are amazing. I come to you from Michigan, and our state rock is the Petoskey Stone. And I love Petoskey Stones because they are millions of years of history, and you can hold them in your hand. And we are all products of millions of years of history and stardust and atoms from who knows what and where. And we're here, and it's a miracle. And that's how I choose to look at every day. I try. And I always say I'm a human being walking the same journey and planet that you are, and we have our challenges. But I really look forward to this show, and I hope you do too. I hope you feel the connection. I hope you feel me leaning into this microphone and talking to your heart and to your soul and in your ears and maybe your perspective, and maybe you don't necessarily see life the same way I do. And I always say you can't make people feel anything, or you can't make them see life the way you see it. You can only share your perspective and share your journey in hopes that it might change their mind or inspire them or uplift them. That's always my favorite thing to do. The other day I was with somebody and they were going over about everything that was wrong, and I just looked up and said, I'm too blessed to be stressed. And the person was open to that and received the message, and it turned their mood around, and I just felt fantastic. That, to me, that is the greatest gift you can give of all, is attention and uplifting and inspiring people. I don't know why I just enjoy that so much. Maybe it's my troubled childhood. You know, maybe you're thinking, oh, well, it's easy for you to say. It's not. And I went through a lot growing up, and I guess I should be grateful for that, because that has made me who I am today and has helped me look at life the way I look at it. In fact, I kept getting that message last week, and I don't mean message. I'm not an intuitive. I'm not someone who can tell you your future. I just am very sensitive and open to things, and I get messages from the world, and it's not a spooky, scary thing. It's just that I'll see a tweet or a message, or someone will say something, and the message I kept getting was, see the message in the mess, and the depth of your pain is the height of your future. And I just thought that is just a nice way to turn around my junky childhood and help me to realize that it's made me the moment saver that I am right now. It's made me the person who tries to have gratitude as much as possible, and made me the person who looks for the best in everyone. It's easy, so easy to sit back and criticize and laugh at other people. But I like to put some effort into finding the best in everyone and savoring that. And hopefully I can inspire you to do that as well. Even Ram Dass said, suffering is the sandpaper of our incarnation. It does the work of shaping us. And I don't know, maybe we're all just trying to put a happy light on the rough times we've been through in life. But I know I'm not alone in that. Life is not easy for anybody. And I was thinking of one of my friends the other day. I was walking out of another job that I have, and I really do like this position, but I still would just rather stay home and go out to lunch and go shopping and travel. Wouldn't that be the life? And I thought about my friend, who that pretty much is her life. And I thought, but she has her share of troubles too. We all do. So no one's life is perfect, but you can take the time and put the energy into looking at life as peacefully and positive as possible. I'm all about being positive, and people will laugh at me. I'm trying to think, the other day somebody said, oh yeah, well, you just go ahead and be happy. Like they were criticizing me for it. I know we were at a gardening store, and there was a sign that said, so happy, S-O-Y, like you're sowing your seeds, and that makes you happy. And she's like, you should get that sign, because you're always about being happy. I thought, well, what is wrong with that? Why is that bad? In fact, I did an interview last week for another station about happiness in the workplace, because that is a growing field. And I would love to come to speak to your business about that, because it's been proven scientifically that if you are happy at work, you are more productive at work, and that improves the bottom line. And not a lot of corporations or bosses are worried about their employees' happiness, but more and more are becoming so, because it's a proven fact that that makes you happier at work. And I would love to come and speak to your office place or your business and inspire your people to be happy so we can all improve our bottom lines. But So I did this interview, and it made people mad. I'm talking about happiness at work. And people are like, you can't tell me how to feel. And I totally get that. I'm not here to tell you how to feel. You want to be grumpy? Be grumpy. Maybe that makes you happy to be grumpy. I'm not sure. I know that. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a trained scientist. I'm just someone who's been through life and has the perspective that I have and want to share it because I want us to be as happy and fruitful and positive as possible. But people don't like it when you talk about being happy. Not everybody, but some people. And I'm not trying to force anybody to feel anything. I'm not trying to force you. Could I inspire you to be like the person the other day who said I helped turn their mood around? That is my goal, because I guess maybe I've been through so much myself and I know how awful it feels, and I don't want to feel awful. We all have it's a limited journey here, and I'm going to talk about that. Someone wrote something that I wanted to share with you. We're on a limited journey, and we all are going to have the same end. And I always say I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I look at life from the end backwards. And I know, you know, I just want to make the most of every moment. And I want to inspire you to smile and feel good and relax, because we all know life is challenging. Believe me, I know that. I've been there, done that, but I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to waste my days in angst and anger. I want to be happy. And I see other people, and I realize you have to be the person you want to attract. When I first heard that blew my mind. It was a whole new way of thinking. But you can't be mean and angry and expect people to want to love you and be around you. I mean, I will always love the people in my life that I'm fortunate to know. And I love you. I love everyone. I have unlimited love. That's what I'm all about. But sometimes people can be cranky and mean. And then I think, who wants to hang around that? So if you want to attract loving, happy, peaceful people, you have to be a loving, happy, peaceful person. And that's what I try, and that's why I do the show, and that's why you're listening. And I just want to give you a radio hug and thank you for that, because hopefully your life will be a little bit better, and we will all learn and relax and think a little bit more. It's all about mindfulness, a mindful life. Are you mindful of your moments? Are you mindful of what thoughts are going in your head? We have a conversation in there all the time. You wake up in the middle of the night, and why am I not sleeping? Because you're thinking, you know, and then that's where you take some deep breaths and you maybe try to meditate, or you try to steer the thoughts that you're thinking into something more peaceful and relaxing so you can get back to sleep and get that sleep you need, because sleep is so important for so many parts of our human bodies and our minds. So I try to make being positive a priority. And if, you know, you're listening to the show, so you get that. And hopefully I can help expand your mindfulness a little bit and help you see things in a more positive light. But it always amazes me that people make fun of me for wanting to be happy. And if you have thoughts about that, I'm always up for a respectful debate. If you're listening live, I do have a call-in line, 646-378-0378. I love connecting with people. That's why I have the show. Or if you want to email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. That's my email address. Share your thoughts with me. We can have respectful debate, or you can say right on, whatever you want to say. It's your, as I said, your freedom to think however you choose to think. I choose to think as positively as possible, and I try to share that energy. I like to literally like breathe in love and compassion and kindness. So when I exhale, that is the energy I'm putting out into the world. And I don't know if that sounds kooky or crazy to you, but you have to be in the moment to actually do that. Before you speak, breathe in love and compassion and kindness. And then when you exhale, that's the energy you're putting out into the world. And when I say that, I think that sounds kind of out there. But it's really, truly how I feel. And if you saw me at the grocery store, you wouldn't think I was that type of person who lived like that. But we can all just be normal human beings walking the planet and fitting in and liking hot dogs or whatever it is that makes us mainstream, but still come from that place, that special place. And as I said, it takes energy. I'm not always like that. I have my challenges. I have kids and a family, and I drive a car in society where people think no one wants to take their turn anymore. And sometimes I'm not as patient as I should be behind the wheel, but I work on it. It's my goal. So here I have this special place, this show, and you are my special friends for taking the time to listen. And together, if we put some effort into it, we can make the world, or at least our lives, a better place. I'm not saying let's change the world, but, you know, change begins with you. And all those phrases you hear and quotes you see, and I call them coffee cup quotes, they are real. When you think about them, when you put them in your heart, and you ruminate on them, and you think about them, they're real, and they matter, and they make a difference. And again, so I know I can't force you to feel a certain way, but I want to try to inspire you to be happy. I don't understand why you wouldn't want to make life as pleasurable as possible. I personally don't feel we're here to suffer. We should not look for things to be mad or get upset about, because you don't have to look for them. They're part of the normal evolution of life. Stuff happens all the time. And I've been through way more than my share, so I'm trying to stir up some goodness and happiness and fun. I don't want to stir up trouble. That'll happen. Let that happen to whatever force that is that's making these things happen. I mean, health is a big concern. If you have good health, you have the best gift of all. Because so many people have health challenges, and they are working on it, and that causes so much worry and so much concern. So, you know, when you're young, starting out young, no one told me this, take care of your body, because the better you take care of your body, the longer it will hopefully serve you, and that's good health. And use moisturizer. Moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. I wish somebody would have told me that when I was younger, but if you're, you know, it's never too late to moisturize. How about that for a t-shirt? So again, the depth of your pain is the height of your future, and I choose to fly high because my depth was pretty low. And, you know, we're all sort of the walking wounded, and we're all sort of been through the things we've been through. And we have a choice on how to determine how that shapes us for the future. And I am choosing to look at all that stuff I've been through to make me grateful that I am still here. I woke up this morning and my heart is beating and my lungs are helping me breathe and my voice is working, and I get to sit here and share with you some love and laughter and connection. I think human connection is what we really all really want and crave, and I know I do, and so I'm here to share that with you. And I'm here for you, and wherever you are, and wherever in the world you're listening, I'm here in Southeast Michigan. You can email me. You can follow me on Twitter, Lisa_Barry, Barry, and we can connect in so many ways that we couldn't connect before. I don't know how people did it before. How lonely they were, or it didn't matter. Maybe because we have these social media connection opportunities, we are more connected. I know the show is a great gift. It's a great gift to the world. Penny Golden and Body Mind Spirit Guide magazine, and now she's branched out into Body Mind Spirit Radio, and I get to broadcast on here, and I don't take one single second of that for granted, and I don't take one single listener for granted. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm grateful that you are taking your time to listen, and I'm hoping I can inspire you to be grateful, too. Not just, there's a lot of journaling when I read about gratitude. And now these are my hobbies, happiness, and gratitude, and love, and joy. I really, really try to make them a priority every day. I mean, we all have our busy lives and our expectations and the demands on us. But I really do try to put some time and energy into making life about love and happiness and joy. And they're not just words to me. They're heartfelt sensations. I'm like Ram Dass. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He wrote the book Be Here Now, and he's been around for a long time. And he talks about dropping acid in sugar cubes and the experience. I don't need to drop acid in sugar cubes. And when I was growing up and then my friends were smoking marijuana, that was a long time ago, I didn't need to smoke marijuana because I was crazier than they were when they were done. I guess I've always been this way. I mean, and by crazy, I mean just relaxed and joyful and full of love and laughter, because what else would you want to be full of? I guess I'm full of something. I've been told that before. But I want to feel these positive feelings. So I don't need to drop acid in the sugar cube to expand my horizons. I already know. I already know what life is about. I already know what's important. And I want to share that with you. I want you to know it and feel it too. And I've been a radio broadcaster for a long time. And I just try to get into this microphone and get into your heart and get into your head and to try to help you know it too, to help you feel it. And again, I know I can't make you feel anything. You can laugh at me for wanting to be happy. That one I don't understand, but hopefully you're not. Hopefully you're just laughing and feeling happy, because we know we're all on this complex, complicated journey around the planet, and stuff is going to happen. You don't have to look for bad stuff to happen. It will happen. So I just try to live with as much passion and purpose and joy as possible. I would say happiness is my hobby and joy is my passion and love is what I live for and hope to share. I want to be a part of something positive. So that's why I do this show, and that's why I'm hoping you're listening, because life is nothing but change, and the sooner you learn to deal with it, the better. And boy, I did not know that growing up. I think I was just trying to get through the day, actually. So I didn't really have the energy and the time to focus on these thoughts or know the lessons that I was learning. And maybe you don't either. Maybe you can listen to a quick half-hour show and you can leave here feeling inspired and uplifted and going, I get it. I get it. I'm a miracle. My body is functioning and I am alive and the sun is shining and the flowers are blooming and I have love and laughter and friends and life and a roof over my head and health insurance and so much to be grateful for. I get it. And I'm going to embrace that, and I am going to focus on that. I'm not going to focus on how people pull out in front of me in traffic or focus on how my siblings don't want to be happy and are incapable of having a positive conversation. I'm going to focus on that this day is a miracle and that I am just grateful to be part of it. And life is nothing but change, and the sooner you learn to deal with that, the better. So this morning, a friend of mine posted an article. I got to give credit because it's not mine. It's Joseph Holt. He's a professor of business at the University of Notre Dame. And he wrote an article called Making the Most of Borrowed Time and cited some recent tragedies in the news. And there are many of them all the time. A 21-year-old senior at the University of Notre Dame went out to celebrate recently and jumped off a roof and really passed away. And then he pointed to somebody else who's death was unexpected and wrote some things about how we should spend our time, and time is precious and entrusted to you. And these are his words of advice. Budget your time wisely. We are regularly reminded of the importance of budgeting our money, but we need to budget our time too in order to make the best possible use of that much more precious limited resource. So this requires prioritization. Use your priorities. Live in a way that you will be able to look back with satisfaction rather than regret. You know, he quotes that Australian nurse story who was working in palliative care, wrote a book about the top five regrets of dying. And, of course, they were that you didn't spend more time or let yourself be happy. Work hard, but not too hard. Work is important. I should have looked it up. I saw the headline of an article the other day that said, the people who work part-time are the happiest. And I said that to someone, and he said, but they don't have money to pay their bills. And, you know, money is great. Money brings freedom. And I understand that. We all have bills to pay and mortgage to pay and car payments and kids to take care of. But I still believe if you should follow your passion when it comes to work and try to arrange it so you can be happy and enjoy what you're doing. Heal personal rifts while there is time. They always say if you're angry at somebody else, it's like you're drinking the poison yourself because you are thinking you're punishing them by being mad at them. They may not even know, and you're the one who's going through all the negative emotions and holding on to all that anger. So if you have you can try. Some people, as I said, are not necessarily open to that. Say what needs to be said. One of the top five regrets of the dying identified was, I'd wish I had the courage to express my feelings. That's why I try to be a loving, happy person. And I don't, I do express it. And if that makes people uncomfortable, I apologize. But I would rather express positive feelings and love and laughter and happiness. So that's my goal and that's where I'm going. Savor life's ordinary pleasures. Now, I'm definitely big on that. I call myself a moment saver. I try to savor be in the moment and stop and be in the moment and be aware of what's going on and savor that. And I do that a lot. And I highly recommend it. The other recommendation is develop and then work on a bucket list. You know, I never did see that movie. Did you see that movie, The Bucket List? I heard it was a real tear jerker. And I don't have a written bucket list, but I recently took my kids to the Grand Canyon, and I guess that was on my bucket list. That was something I felt I should do and was very grateful that I had the opportunity to do. And Sedona, Arizona called me, and man, do I love Sedona, Arizona. Maybe you're listening in Sedona, and you're lucky enough to live there, or if you're looking for an awe-inspiring trip in a beautiful location, and I am not working for the Sedona Travel Bureau. I'm working on my own just to tell you. I was planning this trip to the Grand Canyon, and Sedona called me, and it was meant to be, and it was amazing, and it was inspirational. And they say there's vortexes there of energy, and I climbed a mountain, and I didn't feel the vortex, and it was kind of sad, but then I told myself, you know what, this taught me a lesson. I climbed the mountain hoping to feel the vortex, and then I got there, and I didn't feel anything external, but I did learn. I learned that it's my choice to feel whatever I want, whenever I want. So it was a big lesson for me. And I don't know if that's the secret that nobody talks about. Maybe people do go and they say that bushes are whirring and they move in certain directions because of these energy fields there. And I am also open to that. You know, I'm like even hypnosis. You know, I'm open to that. You can use your mind to make you feel certain ways. But I cannot say I felt an external vortex in Sedona, Arizona. But as I said, I learned an important lesson that I got there and I could choose to feel however I wanted to feel. And that's so important. As we walk through life and things happen and people get annoy you, you can stop and take a breath and say, I'm going to choose how to react to this. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to hold on to it because where is that going to get me? I'm going to let it go and I'm going to breathe. And I'm going to look forward to the next wonderful thing that's going to happen. I always try to keep moving forward, and I always try to expect the best. And I wake up every day, and I think, what cool thing's going to happen today? And maybe at the end of the day, I go to bed pretty tired, and I don't necessarily take stock of what cool thing happened. But I look for it, I expect it, and I hope for it. So I climbed the mountain, hoping to feel the vortex. And honestly, I didn't see any signs in the bushes that they had been spun by an unseen energy. And I didn't feel any extra excitement. I was nervous because there kept being signs about bears there. And I thought, are there really bears in these mountains? What am I doing? But it was beautiful and it was breathtaking. And I made the most of the moment. And when I got there, I told myself, hey, it's my choice to feel however I want to feel. So I may not feel a swirling energy, but I certainly felt gratitude that I got to make that trip. And I certainly felt gratitude that I climbed the mountain and wasn't attacked by a bear, and I felt gratitude for the amazing rock formations and scenery around me, and that I was there with my whole family and my kids, and we were having happy moments and seeing the Grand Canyon, and I didn't need a vortex to make me feel any of those things. It was my choice, but I took the time and I made the effort, and you can take the time and you can make the effort anywhere you are, anytime you want. You don't have to be somewhere exotic and special and scenic. You can do it sitting on the toilet if you want to know the truth. You can do it anywhere you want to do it. It's your choice. And I know people go through challenges. I lost a sister to breast cancer, and I had a son who had a tumor in his spine when he was 14, and I've had people in my life battle cancer, and I'll be bleeped if I talk about cancer. It's like just a horrible experience. And I know people have health challenges all the time. But still, you can try to make the most of every moment, and you can still try to get a lesson out of something negative that's happening in your life. It's your choice. It really, truly is. And if you want to listen to me and think, she likes rocks and she's climbing mountains and she's talking about vortexes, who is this chick? She's crazy. That's your choice. You don't have to love me. I love you anyway. I have unlimited love for everyone. And as I said, I'm human, and sometimes it may not look like that, and sometimes I may, behind the wheel of my car, say something that is not as loving as I would hope it would be. But then there are other times, like I said earlier in the show, I literally breathe in love and compassion and kindness. So when I exhale, that is the energy I'm sending out into the world. And you can do that. It's your choice. It's your choice. I'm not trying to make you feel anything. I just want to share my perspective with you. So give your most important friendships the time and attention they deserve. I'm still reading from this article. And that's the thing. I hear that's a message I've been getting lately, but get toxic people out of your life. And part of me thinks, if I did that, who would I have left? I'm not quite sure. Maybe I need to hang out with different people. But it's something to strive for and to think about. I'm also a huge, huge fan of Tony Robbins. I don't know if you're familiar with Tony Robbins. He's written books. He's very inspirational. Follow him on Facebook and Twitter, and I just connect with everything he says. One of the earliest books he wrote, and of course, I think it's called The Giant Within, he talks about being at a party. And I just love this example. You're being at a party and you look at one couple and they're in the corner and they're fighting and they're yelling at each other and there's anxiety. And you leave that party and you think, that was not a good party. Well, I did not enjoy that at all. Or you can look at another corner and you can see a couple dancing and laughing and holding hands. And then you leave the party and you think, wow, that was a great party. It felt so good. Meaning that your perspective and what you think and how you feel is based on what you're focused on. So if you're here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, you're headed in the right direction. You're focused on trying to improve yourself and feel better about yourself. And there are a lot of great shows here, a lot of different hosts, and a lot of different energies that are shared. And it's just such a great place to be a part of, and for you to listen to. And it keeps growing and expanding, and it's all good. You're here, so you're headed in the right direction. And I'm here hoping to help push you in that right direction, not push you, guide you. How about that? Guide you and lead you in the right direction. You can follow. It's up to you. It's not a cult. There's no Kool-Aid. There's just me and my open heart and my open mind and my perspective, which I want to share with you. So anyway, Tony Robbins has so many things that he says that I totally connect to, and I would never try to take anything from him and try to make it mine. I will share it, though, and hopefully he'll be okay with that. And recently he wrote something about giving back. It's not about me, it's about we. And he said, the key to thriving in your life is to remember that the secret to living is giving. It's about finding some ways to give love, attention, care, joy, or happiness to another human being. And he said, this doesn't necessarily mean volunteering or working in a soup kitchen, but those are great ways to give back. It's about choices you make in your day-to-day life. It's about putting down your phone and talking with your kids or kissing your spouse with the same fire you had when you started dating or connecting with the people you encounter during your day, even if it's just a quick smile or hello. Most of us are moving so fast and trying to manage our lives, and as a result, we aren't thriving. We're here for more than just ourselves, and the truth is that we feel the most alive when we're giving back. I'm trying not to cry while reading that just because I think it's so important. It is about connecting, and it is about put your phone down and be with people. And believe me, I love my phone, and my phone doesn't talk back or give me anxiety. I spend a lot of time with my phone, but when there's another human being in the room, I'm there. If my kids want to spend time with me, I'll be late to work because I want to enjoy that moment. I want to have that connection, and I want to share love and attention. Attention is so important. That's all anybody really wants is your attention. That's certainly all your kids want. They want to feel valued. Everybody wants to know that you notice them and they're making a difference in your life. And that is the best gift you can give to someone else, is just to pay attention and to be with them and to be in the moment and share those moments. And I probably drive myself crazy. I probably put too much emphasis on it because I'm always prioritizing. Oh, that person wants to talk to me. I should talk. You know, it's okay. It's what I think is important. Like Tony Robbins says, the secret to living is giving. It's about finding some way to give love, attention, care, and joy, or happiness to another human being. And as I said, maybe that's why I love doing the show, is sharing the life lessons that I've learned so I can give you perspective and give you unlimited love and try to perk you up and make you happy. Because as I said, life is a complicated journey, and I want to be part of making it better. So hopefully I have. Hopefully we've connected. If you want me to come speak to your group or organization, LisaLoveBarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. Email me just to say hi. Email me to say you're crazy. Email me to say thanks for all you share. I do this to connect, and I love hearing from you. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen today, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon.